could your answers to prayer be blocked by invisible demonic structures? Have you given up on some of your prayers for healing or for family salvation or finances or even a ministry? My guest has been given supernatural tools and strategies to win. She calls it next level. And now it's your time to win, win, win! You know, I have led many people to know the Messiah. Many, many, many. But I never heard someone coming to know the Messiah the way you did, Venner. Tell me about it.
I was in a home, and we were getting ready for an event that night, and the phone rang.
How old were you?
I was 17.
Okay.
And phone duty wasn't my job, but no one answered the phone.
Were there many people in the house?
Yes. There were about 10, 15 people in the house. And no one answered the phone. It was as though they didn't hear the phone. And I walked over, and I picked up the phone, and the gentleman on the other end asked for someone, and I said, he does not live here. And I hung the phone up and walked away from the phone. Within a minute, that phone rang the second time. No one moved. It's as though they did not hear the phone ringing. So I walked back to the phone the second time. Immediately when I heard his voice, I said, I told you, he doesn't live here. And I hung the phone up. Well, what I didn't know is he had a resolve in his heart that whoever answered that phone, he was going to share the love of Jesus with them. And wouldn't God have it that that phone rang the third time, no one moved. And
phone?
I walked back to the phone.
Were you getting angry that this person called back?
Yes, I was. I picked up the phone, and he started talking. I said, look, I told you. And he said, wait. And he started talking to me about the love of God. He shared the message of the gospel with me. And it felt like I had been in a dark room, and all of a sudden, my world was flooded with light. I prayed and received Christ that moment, right then.
And guess what? That guy on the phone, she wound up marrying him. You told me you had a close relative that was quite a prophet. And all of a sudden, you started knowing things, but you were going to a church that didn't know a whole lot about the supernatural. So you had no grid on this. And that's pretty tough. I guess that's one reason that God raised you up as a teacher like you are, to help people not to have to not know what's going on.
I do. I agree with that. I had a great, great, great uncle that was a prophetic voice in his time, and he was a slave. But they would come and ask him, what did you hear today? What did you dream today? And he didn't have prophetic language. He would just tell them what he dreamed, and he would just tell them what he sensed. And what we began to notice is that after I became a believer, I started noticing that because I had a cycle of prayer. I'd pray 2 days, I'd fast 2 days and I'd eat. And then I'd fast 2 days and I'd eat. Well, what I discovered is that sometimes when people would walk up to me, I knew what they were going to say before they said it. And I didn't have a language grid. So I didn't know how I knew that. So I kind of sort of kept that quiet. But as I began to emerge and God began to restore prophetic language back to the body of Christ, I then had language that was a descriptor of what it was I was experiencing. And then I could just continue to hear the voice of God and declare what I heard him say in the spirit. Just like I know that there is someone in our audience today that you are listening, and there are some of you in our physical audience here. You came and you're listening not just because the program is called It's Supernatural. You have been believing God for a supernatural miracle. What I felt like I sensed is that you have a diagnosis of cancer in your body, and you have done everything that you felt like you could do, and you said, I am going to go to this show. I am going to watch this show because I need a supernatural miracle in my body. I speak over you right now, and I declare healing over you. I command the process of death in your life to stop now. I decree that you're in the midst of a supernatural turnaround, and I decree that even when you go to the doctor the next time, there will be a different report that will come from the doctor, and you will find that your, I hear the scripture, rise and shine, for your light has come. Your health is turning in this moment, and I decree that even the voice of the enemy that would say that you would not heal, that she was just talking, I say tonight, heaven is going to open over the place where you're sleeping, and you're going to have a dream about heaven, and that's how you're going to know. It's going to be your confirmation that you've been healed, you've been delivered. I command you to rise right now, take up your sick bed and walk. Jesus, the Messiah, has heard your cry, and he has healed your body.
Yeah, you know, Venner, I just could feel, and I didn't see it. I'm not a seer yet. I always put the yet up there, by the way. I'm not a seer yet. If I could have seen, I saw it going out of you into that person.
Yeah.
You have such an amazing gift of prophecy. Tell me about the prophecy in Jamaica.
I was in Jamaica in 2018. I had been going for a couple of years. It was supernatural, even the way that I got there. But this particular year, it was 2018, and I had gone to minister. I was part of a conference there, and I was just, it was my turn to speak. And when I stood up on the platform, I didn't turn to the scripture. The prophetic anointing just began to rise up in me.
And like we just saw.
Like you just saw. And I began to prophesy. And I said, there's coming the discovery of oil on this island. And I said, within the next 3 to 4 months, you're going to discover oil. And then I began to say that there would be hidden treasures that would be revealed in the land. And I said, and then God wants you to know you're going to have to watch and guard for the spirit of piracy. I spoke that at the end of January. 1 month later, at the end of February, I received an email of an article of a story that had been printed in the newspaper, and they were talking about the discovery of oil on the island.
Mm. You know, years ago, I used to do a seminar, and in the seminar, I would say, God answers prayers three ways. It's either yes, no, or wait. It sounded good. Is it true? Better.
I do believe that God answers yes, no, and not yet. And we have to know which is God's answer. So sometimes it's not yet. And that's where I begin to talk in the book about the difference between wait and delay. So God always responds to prayer, but we just have to know what that answer is.
So what's the difference between wait and delay?
The difference between wait and delay is the yes that God has for you. There are other people connected to that yes. There are other people that God is aligning. There are circumstances that God is aligning. Sometimes God is building patience in you. He's developing the fruit of the spirit of patience on the inside of you. And you have to
know. Is that what's been going on with all of us?
Sometimes we're just learning how to wait, but that comes to an end. There's a moment in time where the process of God is done. And so from that moment, after God's timing of wait, and you're not seeing the manifestation of what God said, that's called delay, and delay is illegal. Anytime you are experiencing delay, it is always illegal. Wait is God's time, and it's legal, and it happens in all of our lives because he's a good, good father, and he's developing us. But delay is what the enemy brings against us so that we will walk away discouraged, believing that God did not answer.
I want you to pray to break the spirit of delay.
I speak over you right now. I know by the Spirit of God that there is a group of leaders that you have been pressing in. It feels like a group of pastors, and something has happened in your city, and your church hasn't grown, your ministry hasn't grown, and there's a businessman. Something horrific just happened to your business in the last 7 days, and you said, I can't wait another day for this to turn around. I speak over you now, and I say, businessman, this is not your first time, your first cycle of delay. You've been caught in this like a revolving door. I speak over that now, and I command the spirit of delay to loose your business and let you go. I speak over ministries. speak over ministries that you've been waiting and you've been waiting. You would get three people in the front door and 10 would walk out the back door. I speak over that spirit of delay in your growth, and I command now and I activate a supernatural cycle of evangelism and growth and manifestation in your ministry right now. I command the powers of delay to break in the name of Jesus as a woman of God, as an apostolic voice to the body of Christ. You must obey me, and I command you to break now in the name of Jesus.
All right, that prayer just begs a question. Tell me about the demonic carpenters.
Demonic carpenters is a construction of evil that what they do is like a demonic blacksmith, and they construct circumstances in your life that are designed to keep you in like a maze, because that's what I see in the spirit realm. I see like a maze, and I see men and women of God trying to navigate through all of this and never being able to exit on the other side to manifestation. Demonic carpenters construct these circumstances in our lives that are really designed to thwart us in the plan and the operation of God. And literally what happens is when you're there, it's like you're in a holding pattern. A holding pattern. You're not going forward, you're not going backward, but you are not seeing the manifestation of what God has said to you, and you don't know how to break through. Well, God has given you tools. God has given you everything that you need to fight, to war, and to win. You just need to know how to use your weapons. Next Level teaches you how to use your weapons.
What do you mean by the term retribution?
Retribution is different than restoration. Over the years, I've heard this term in the body of Christ over and over and over and over. It's time for restoration. It's time for restoration. Well, when I looked up the word restoration, it simply means I get back what was taken from me. And I said, well, now, the Bible says that if you catch the thief has to repay up to sevenfold. So in the way that I understand these two terms, there's a difference between restoration and retribution. Retribution is part of restoration. And it is not fully manifested until you not only receive what was taken from you, but you receive interest on your loss.
You know, you've got so much wonderful teaching, but most people that are watching us don't know about how complex this evil network has been set up, this web has been set up to prevent us from getting what God wants. Explain that demonic structure.
You can see this operating. Demonic principalities operate from that place of the second heavens. And so you can see what's operating from region to region. You can go into some region and maybe what happens there is a lot of gambling, maybe a lot of those kinds of things. Or you go into other regions and there's something else that's operating there. And so what we find is that a part of the foundation of a ministry is healthy families. So if the families are dysfunctional, if they're divided one from another, then that in turn impacts the ministry that they're connected to and everybody that they're connected to. So God's order and God's heart is restoration of families. And so, if you look at Daniel chapter 9, I love this passage of scripture. Daniel recognizes that a 70-year season has come to an end. And he says, you know, 70 years has ended. It's time for that. That's done. Something else is to start. He begins to fast and pray. The Bible says he didn't put on his usual garment. He began to fast. He began to pray. He didn't eat. His diet changed. And he began to press in and seek the face of the Lord. Well, when the angel shows up, he says to Daniel, don't be afraid. Because, see, when the angel comes in the room, there's a manifestation. He's shaken. He falls on his face. And the angel sets him up on his knees and says, Daniel, don't be afraid, because from the day that you began to pray, from the day that you set your heart to seek the Lord, that God responded. And I came because of your words. But on my way, there was a war in the second heaven. Michael had to come and engage and break through so that I could could bring you this response now. Sometimes in our prayer, in our waiting, there is warfare in the heavens, and we have to know how to use the tools of fasting, prayer, worship, declaring the word of the Lord, and having a resolve in our heart that I am not backing away until I see everything that God has promised me.
I believe you. I believe you. You have to share this very briefly. Comment on the finishing anointing.
God has anointed us to finish. Paul said at the end of his life, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I have finished my course. Jesus said it when he was on the cross. He said, it is finished. So there's an anointing upon us, not just to start and not just to maintain the status quo. There's an anointing on us to finish and not finish poorly. There's an anointing on us to finish well and to finish strong. And I believe when we learn how to use the weapons of our warfare accurately, we then are not just engaged, we're moving toward a finish. See, God had something in mind when he created Sid Roth. He said, I need a television program that focuses on the supernatural, that will not veer to the left or to the right, that will begin to press in and believe me for the impossible. So I'm going to create a Sid Roth.
You know what? You are wonderfully and fearfully made. There's never been another you on the face of this earth. Be right back.
Call now and get Venner Alston's brand new revelatory book and her anointed four-part audio CD teaching set, Next Level Spiritual Warfare. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9650. Does it seem as though no matter how much you pray, your prayers are not being heard? Do you feel discouraged and give up praying when God's help is slow in coming? Through Venner Alston's revelatory book, she reveals strategies for partnering with heaven and engaging in militant prayer, teaches you how to stand squarely on the foundation of Scripture, helps you recognize the demonic structures operating against you, reveals how to use powerful weapons of warfare to dismantle the enemy's strongholds, teaches you how to move forward in the authority of God using prophecy and prophetic declarations, arms you with tools to help overthrow every assignment of hell that comes against you, gives you advanced strategies for defeating the enemy. It's time for you to take back what the kingdom of darkness has been stealing from you.
I believe we have to pray for ourselves. That is when I begin to address the enemy and I say, you are no longer going to gain this advantage over me.
Through Venner Alston's anointed four-part audio CD series, Next Level Spiritual Warfare, you will learn how to enter a place where you will encounter God. God will encounter you and you will receive divine revelation. Understand the keys to engaging in effective prayers that unlock the door to your breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. Learn how to leave the season of delay and enter into the season of breakthrough. Find out how to overcome hindrances to unanswered prayer. You will experience the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit as Venner Alston prays for you at the beginning and the end of every teaching in this series.
This teaching will cause you to fulfill your destiny and your family fulfill their destiny.
Don't miss out on getting Venner Alston's brand new revelatory book and her anointed four-part audio CD teaching set, Next Level Spiritual Warfare. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9650. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9650 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Ben, you also talk about distraction. Tell me about that.
This is what happens when you're distracted. When you're distracted, he fills our minds sometimes with good things. It's what I call busyness. And in that place of busyness, we get pulled away from what is really important. And so we lose focus on our warfare because of something else that came in, something in life. Life happens, doesn't it, on the earth. And so we have to pay attention to what we are paying attention to. And we must keep first things first. So when I'm distracted, I lose focus. When I lose focus, I lose energy, I lose strength, I lose momentum. And when those things happen, I lose.
What if you're in a really big challenge and nothing's happening? What is your advice?
If you're in a big challenge and nothing is happening, and I know this by the Spirit of God, I begin to hear this word for families that you have children that got up and walked away from home. And the anguish of your heart as a parent, I see parents, you've been up for several nights, you've been praying, and you've just been saying to the Lord, even if they don't come home, I want to hear from my child. I decree right now, and I send a word to your child wherever they are, and I decree that in the next 7 days, you will hear from your child. I decree that they're going to pick up the phone and they're going to call you. And I even speak now and I activate a cycle of reconciliation between you and your children. And I decree that even that place of bitterness that has come in and it has divided the family in certain ways, I decree now that there's a healing coming into your family, for there's been a longing in your heart to be reunited with your child. And I decree by the Spirit of God, I activate this now and I send a word to your child. It feels like a son. I send a word to your son and I say right now, tonight, you're going to begin to dream about your mother and your father. And there's an awakening happening in your life, and you're going to get up and you're going to make your way because you're in another city. You're going to make your way back home. And there's going to be a time of reconciliation. There's coming. I can feel the love of God that is going to just drop when all of you meet in that same space and place. So I just say to you now that your prayer has been heard. No matter how long you've been praying, no matter how long you have been waiting, I want you to always know that God is a good, good Father. He said, I watch over my word to perform it. He said, I am not a man that I would lie, neither am I the son of man that I would repent. If I have said it, I will surely bring it into manifestation. And I decree that this is your season of manifestation now. God spoke a word to me. He said, my church has been a place, has been in a cycle of manifestation, movement without manifestation. And I decree that right now, that's what I saw in the spirit was a revolving door. And we had been going around the same issues over and over and over again. And God says that cycle of movement without manifestation is over. It is a season of manifestation. I activate miracles in your life. I activate the supernatural in your life. And I decree that your ears are open in a greater way to hear the voice of the Lord. Even those of you that have a seer's anointing, and because you saw in the spirit, when people didn't understand what you were seeing, you retreated into the cave and you said, I'm just not going to share my experiences with anybody else. I call you from that place of hiddenness. And I say, it's now time. Prophets, come out of the cave. Prophets, come out of the cave. Prophets, come out of the cave now in Jesus' name.
Now, you may not get a supernatural phone call like Venner did to know the Messiah, but consider this your phone call. Do you want to know God as much as He wants to know you? Yes, He wants to know you more than you want to know Him. I don't mean religion. I mean relationship. I mean intimacy. I mean your best friend. Repeat this prayer after me and mean it to the best of your ability out loud. Dear God, I'm a sinner, and I'm so sorry. I believe the precious blood of Jesus washes away all of my sins, and I'm clean. And now that I'm clean, Jesus, come into my heart. Live inside of me. I want to know you. I boldly proclaim, Jesus, you're my Lord. Amen.
And I felt a rumbling from the plane, and it seemed like I was back in my body, but I was still in transition between the experience. And as I was coming back in, it was like a movie fading to another scene. Mm-hmm. As I was coming back into it, I saw the face of Jesus. When I looked at his face, it was just pure love. Pure love. He could see right through me. Every fiber of my being resonated with this love. And I heard these words,